The report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention looked at 11 million low-income preschool-age children and found small but significant declines in obesity rates. But Florida Surgeon General John Armstrong says outside of that population, Florida is still trending toward obesity.
Right now, almost 15% of Florida adolescents are obese, and another 25% are overweight.
Armstrong says the conditions spawned by obesity, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, and high blood pressure, could cost the state more than $34 billion over the next 17 years. In January, he launched a statewide Healthiest Weight initiative that aims to reduce Florida's obesity rate by improving access to healthy foods, promoting physical activity, and by helping to create healthy environments. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.